Sparks flying among presidential candidates dominate news coverage as the Pennsylvania primary approaches. Though some voters in Bucks and Montgomery counties will make a decision of national significance a little further down the ballot. As WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, the 8th Congressional District has a wide-open seat that both parties think they can win. Tonight, she looks at the Republicans who want to hold on to it.
Swing districts get national attention because it's rare for a seat to flip-flop between parties. The outcome in a handful of competitive districts can tip the partisan balance in Congress and lead to dramatic disagreements over policy.
In a year marked by political division, Congress is closing with one last partisan brawl.
The plan calls for significant cuts to food stamps and Medicaid, along with a repeal of President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act.
House Republicans want to defund Planned Parenthood. And that effort began today with the
right after winning re-election to the suburban district seat 2 years ago, Republican incumbent Mike Fitzpatrick announced it would be his last term.
So you've returned me for another 2 years, for my final 2 years in the United States.
WFMZ-TV out of Allentown caught his victory speech. The year following Fitzpatrick's announcement, four Republican candidates threw their hats into the ring, including early party favorite, State Representative Scott Petrie. But everything changed in January when a latecomer entered the race, the congressman's brother, Brian Fitzpatrick. Less than 2 weeks later, Petrie dropped out. Brian Fitzpatrick became the instant frontrunner, but shied away from media attention. Fitzpatrick's campaign didn't make him available then and still has never granted WHYY an interview. But at a recent forum hosted by a Tea Party group called Citizens for a Constitutional Government, all three remaining Republican candidates made their pitches to voters. Former Bucks County Commissioner Andy Warren, doctor and businessman Mark Duomi, and Brian Fitzpatrick, who's a former FBI agent. They addressed a couple dozen attendees in an echoey side room at the Quakertown Library. Fitzpatrick went first. He said his experience in law enforcement will help him make good decisions on issues that matter to voters.
What I offer to the voters is a strong background and a ton of credibility in what I believe to be the issue on this year's ballot, which is national security.
Having never run for office, Fitzpatrick casts himself as outside of party politics, even though he's the Republican Party's choice and the brother of the incumbent. Mark Duomi, who's a neuropsychologist by training, says he's running as the only true outsider in the race.
So I'm offering that conservative, problem-solving, common-sense approach to addressing spending, addressing our rights and privileges as citizens. Let's close the borders. Let's use some common sense along those lines as well.
Protecting the Second Amendment is another key issue for Duomi, who's won the backing of a gun rights group in the area. Last up was Andy Warren, a folksy and friendly Bucks County commissioner who served in the 1980s. He pitched his electability.
Well, I have won 4 times countywide. I have been elected by Republicans, Democrats, and independents.
Warren's been here before. He switched party affiliations in 2006 to try to win the Democratic nomination for this very same seat in Congress. He lost in the primary. At the event, all three candidates promised to be tough on immigration, enact strict voter identification laws, and work to restrict abortion. In spite of these similarities, the race is by no means a level playing field. The Bucks County GOP endorsed Fitzpatrick shortly after he announced his candidacy. He's also raised nearly $500,000 in campaign funds, 10 times more money than any of the other candidates. But Fitzpatrick has kept a low public profile. Duomi says that could be by design.
There are probably people that aren't going to realize that the name is different. The first name is different.
Whoever wins the Republican nomination on April 26th will square off against a formidable Democrat with national funding and support, either businesswoman Shaughnessy Naughton or State Representative Steve Sanisiero. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.